Residents and officials in southeastern Turkey and northwest Syria yesterday are assessing the damage from a devastating earthquake that struck the area. More than 2,200 people have been confirmed dead, and the death toll is still climbing. It was felt across Turkey, Syria, Cyprus, and as far away as Israel and Lebanon. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Istanbul, and he joins us now. Peter, thanks for being here.
Hi, how are you?
So, well, okay, how are you? What are you seeing where you are?
Well, I was awoken sometime after 4 in the morning by the quake. But I have to say, Istanbul was very much spared the worst of this earthquake. And it was a big one. Turkey will be dealing with the aftermath for quite some time to come, if history is any guide. Earthquakes are nothing new to Turkey, but the sheer destructive force of a quake of this magnitude, as you can imagine, is immense.
Yeah. So this was a 7.8 magnitude earthquake. Turkey's President Erdogan said this was the worst in decades, and at least 80 years. Can you give us a sense of the damage, Peter?
Well, it is being called by some the biggest, by others the second worst earthquake in the past 100 years. Either way, it was hugely destructive. As you mentioned, it was felt as far north as Lebanon, actually as far south as Cairo, I'm told. So far, as bad as it is, the toll of this quake, the death toll is quite a bit lower than the deadly 1999 earthquake. That one left more than 17,000 people dead. Mm. This is obviously quite a bit lower than that, but officials do expect the toll to keep rising, just as it did after the 99 quake, and so will the number of injured. How high those numbers eventually rise remains one big question. The latest tally I've seen says nearly 10,000 people are known to have been injured in this quake. Nearly 2,500, on the other hand, have been pulled alive from the rubble so far. That's after more than 2,800 buildings collapsed. Some people do say there is reason to hope the death toll won't get as bad as it was in 99. For one thing, building standards were improved in Turkey in between that time and now, and other measures were put in place to help protect human life during a quake. But as officials here have been saying all day long, there is no absolute protection against a 7.8 magnitude earthquake. There's going to be loss of life. People here are just wondering how great. And of course, the first 72 hours are extremely important. Experts say after that, the chances of survival drop off.
We're just seeing and hearing stories of entire buildings just collapsing. Tell us about the infrastructure and how it looks.
Yes, huge buildings just crumbling to the ground, and obviously people trapped in the rubble is a huge problem here. One official said, we know quakes don't kill, buildings kill. So we're also hearing, anyway, that's how the rescue is proceeding so far.
And what are you hearing as far as damage in Syria and Israel and places outside of Turkey?
Well, certainly Syria definitely is showing a lot of damage. We're hearing more than 800 dead there. That combined with the more than 1,500 dead so far in Turkey gives you that 2,300 number we've got so far. And Syria is, of course, where much of the reported damage occurred outside of Turkey, of course.
And reports of aftershocks, Peter, serious ones, big ones. How much damage are they causing and how widespread are they?
Well, that's a bit interesting. There's some debate about whether the biggest one at 7.5 magnitude was actually an aftershock or a second quake on a different fault line. I don't have the answer to that geological question right now, but clearly two magnitude 7.5 or higher events on the same day is a devastating blow to any urban population.
Turkey's President Erdogan has been updating the country and the world on the situation this morning. What is the latest on what he's saying and the recovery efforts?
Well, Erdogan has been calling for aid, and so has Turkey's Emergency Management Agency. They say there's an urgent need, especially to keep roads open and to keep communications open. The agency says just sending in aid blindly without coordinating with the agency, though, won't help. That will only complicate Turkey's response to the earthquake. President Erdogan echoed that comment, saying aid sent without the agency's cooperation, quote, will hurt the situation.
And what sort of international aid is flooding in at this point? What help is being offered?
Well, one interesting thing, Turkey's had a lot of tensions rising with its NATO allies because of its opposition to having Sweden join the bloc. But NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says members of the alliance are mobilizing support, even now, to help Turkey deal with the quake's destruction. He said they will have full solidarity with Turkey in the aftermath of this terrible quake.
And without question, the death toll will rise, Peter, no?
We should expect the death toll to keep rising, yes. This was an extremely powerful seismic event in a crowded urban environment. No guarantee there won't be more quakes to come. No doubt some soon will be starting the long process of trying to identify what lessons can be learned from this disaster that might help Turkey survive with fewer dead and wounded in a future earthquake.
That's NPR's Peter Kenyon in Istanbul. Peter, stay safe and thank you.
Thank you.